Back in this country, the U.S. Congress moved to give final approval to making Juneteenth a federal holiday, marking the official end of slavery. The last black slaves in Texas learned they were free on June 19, 1865. Texas Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee spoke before today's vote in the U.S. House of Representatives.
What I see here today is racial divide crumbling, being crushed this day under a momentous vote that brings together people who understand the value of freedom. And that is what Juneteenth is all about.
In all, 47 states already recognize Juneteenth. It would become the 12th federal holiday in the U.S. once President Biden signs it into law.